Good morning, everyone. We're going to start the board meeting of New York City Industrial Development Agency. We're going to kick it off with the first item, which are the minutes. Are there any questions or comments to the minutes? Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Okay, minutes are approved. Let's go on to the second item, the financials. Carol Ann Butler. Can you just turn the microphone around, please? Thank you.
I'm presenting the IDA financials as of April 30th, 2015. The month of April was successfully closed, and we're communicating to the board the following financial activities. During April, the agency closed on two transactions totaling $793,000 in project finance fees. For the aggregate year to date, the agency closed on 14 transactions totaling $2.4 million in project fees and recognized a portion of one ESDC Liberty Bond transaction fee in the amount of $2.8 million. In addition, compliance application post-closing and termination fees totaled to $95,000 for the month of April and $1.4 million for the aggregate year to date. Operating expenses consisting of the monthly management fee, public hearing, EDC contingency, and other fees were recorded in the amount of $384,000 during April and $3.9 million for the month ended April 30th. Lastly, $23,000 was recognized in special project expenses during the month of April. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much, Carol Ann. We're going to move to a stack of items which are all under the category of PAAA, that's Public Authorities Administration Act. I think I'm mangling that. Anyway, the state required items for public authorities, and I'll turn it over to Shin to handle them. Shin.
Thank you, Jeff. So the next item is the annual contract. Today, staff is seeking board approval for New York City Economic Development Corporation to enter into annual contract with the IDA to provide administrative services for upcoming fiscal year 2016. Under the contract, New York City EDC provides staffing of the agency, such as project management, in-house legal, and accounting services. There are no significant changes to the scope services described in the attached document to your board book. Any changes are reflected as track changes. The combined fee from IDA and Build NYC contract will be held at the same level as fiscal year 2015 amount. However, to reflect in Build NYC's increased transaction volume, Build NYC will be contributing much more in fiscal year 2016. I'm happy to take any questions on the annual contract.
Did you talk a little bit about in Exhibit A of the contract budget for the coming years? Notice in sort of the out years, FY 18 and 19, we're projecting a deficit.
Sure.
Talk a little what?
Sure. The Exhibit A is the recently adopted budget. Back in April, board, you authorized or approved this document. So this is the part of the exhibit and the information, backup information for this annual contract. As Brian mentioned, towards the out years of the projection, five-year projection, fiscal 18, fiscal 19, agency is projecting a modest operational deficit due primarily to the transition of the bond transaction to the Build NYC. And some of the bond transactions are the refunding of the Liberty bonds, which usually generate large amount of the revenue to the agency. So that is the primary reason why the decline of the revenue is projected. Having said that, staff continue to sort of calibrate the financial of the agency, and each year we'll bring to you the updates to seek the feedback on the budget and the financials, and then the staff responsibility to make sure that we continue to be financially solvent, and we'll look for more conversation with you to make sure the agency's financials are keeping in good shape.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions or recusals? Great. Motion passes. Go to tab 4.
And this is what my way of trying to streamline the approval process. So next item is actually combination of 5 items, tab 4 through tab 8. As Jeff mentioned, these items are pursuant to the Public Authority Accountability Act of 2009. Agencies' corporate documentation needs to be presented to you and need to be readopted. And the as case for the annual contract, any changes are reflected in track changes, and staff can report the no significant changes from the current document or the fiscal 15 documents. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Okay. I think we're doing an individual vote here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve? I'm sorry. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great, motion passes. And we'll move on to the policy of disposition of personal property. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that vote counted towards the 5 items.
Thank you. Even better.
So the last item, this is for the presentation purposes. Staff is presenting the questionnaire for the board's annual self-evaluations. Again, this is pursuant to the Public Authority Accountability Act. Online survey, as you recall, we make the survey available during the summer months and tally out the results and to be presented at the September board meetings. Questions, as you see on your board book, consists of 14 questions, and the form of the survey has been discussed and adapted by the governance committee. And then, as I said, the results will be presented to you and shared to the public at the September board meeting. With that, I will hand it over to Robert for the comments from governance committee.
Thank you, Shen. We had a conference call a couple of weeks ago. We were satisfied with the questions. Did any questions as to their parameters and how they are arranged. The one thing I'd like to stress is now that this is all doing this electronically, that I'm looking forward to an increased participation to the survey this year. So we can kind of look for some trending, what goes on.
And hopefully,
I want to thank the members of the governance committee for their input and their assistance.
Thank you, Robert. And then hopefully this iPad will help this time around to access the questionnaire. Thank you.
Great. Can we get a motion to approve? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Motion passes. Now we'll move on to new business, tab 10, Bronx River Media, DBA York Studio. Arnaud.
So, hi, good morning, everyone. So I'm presenting today for an inducement resolution for an industrial incentive transaction for the Bronx River Media Group, LLC. So the Bronx River Media Group, LLC, is a holding company that was created to allow successful New York entrepreneurs to invest and develop one of the largest TV and film studio space in the city. This is a very large project which will really put the Bronx on the map when it comes to film and TV productions. The company will be doing business as York Studios, which is a subsidiary and operator of studio facilities. The York Studio was founded in 2009 and is currently operating a 40 square feet studio facility in Mathpest, Queens. The facility has been operating very successfully, hosting prominent feature films such as The Amazing Spider-Man, Nonstop, and Godzilla. And really, the York Studio's very rapid success created a business case for a more ambitious plan. So Bronx River Media Group acquired a 10-acre piece of vacant land located at the intersection of Colgate and Story Avenue, close to the Soundview Park in the Bronx. And this IDA project is the first phase of a larger plan, which will take place on the two lots on two of the three lots that are part of this land parcel that are shown on the map. So the picture on the bottom left shows what the current piece of land looks like. So it's a vacant piece of land, and this project will transform this underutilized asset into the complex that you can see on the bottom right. After the phase one and phase two are completed, the site will have 8 different stages, a total of 280 square feet of space, and will address the lack of studio space for the growing TV and film industry, which has, over the last decade, been a strong purveyor of jobs for New Yorkers. Furthermore, these state-of-the-art studio facilities will be able to attract major TV and film production in an economically distressed neighborhood of the Bronx. And we really believe that a project of such a scale will be able to catalyze the economic development of the area. So the project is expected to cost a little bit more than $44 million, and most of the financing will come from a commercial loan and will be used to finance the construction of the project. And this project is only coming for inducement, so we'll come back to the board for authorization when we have seen commitment letters for the financing. So the project will directly create 22.5 full-time equivalent new jobs. And furthermore, at full capacity, an additional 460 employees from the different production companies renting the studio space will also be working at the project location. The company will pay an estimated $90 an hour, will offer healthcare, vacation and sick days, and access to a 401k retirement plan. So first we had to deviate from the agency's UTEP because the project does not qualify as an industrial project as defined in the agency's UTEP. So we request the board to approve the agency's deviation. Secondly, we also request an approval for an inducement resolution for an industrial incentive transaction and adopt a negative declaration of no significant environmental impact. Thank you for your attention. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Renaud. Any questions or comments?
First of all, I want to thank you for acknowledging that the Bronx is already on the map, but certainly this particular project is of great excitement to us. It is one of a number of studios that are coming in our direction, but certainly the largest and the most exciting. And so for us, a couple of things are of note. Number one, that the developer does have a lot of experience in this particular field. The fact that his team has depth and breadth, the fact that they have the Bronx and met with all of the stakeholders, indicates their willingness not to just put something, you know, in the Bronx, but rather to work with us. This land that they're talking about is land that has been empty for decades. Really excited over the fact that this particular project kind of complete a community. Where it's situated is perfect for truck traffic, but certainly we're delighted. So I urge you all to positively borough. We're delighted to have them into come and develop in the borough.
Great, thank you very much. And we share those sentiments as well. Any other comments from the board or questions? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Motion passes. Thank you very much. We're going to go on to tab 11, Krasny Oktyober, Will Stein.
Good morning. I'm presenting today for an inducement resolution for an industrial incentive transaction for the benefit of Krasny Oktyober, or Red October. The company imports and distributes Russian and other European specialty foods. The company is an immigrant-owned, multi-generation, family-owned business. The company has been located in South Brooklyn since 1996. They are the exclusive U.S. distributor of 3 Russian confectionery brands, including their namesake, Red October. They have contacts with other distributors all over the United States and a growing online sales business. The project is located in Sunset Industrial Park in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. The company seeks to acquire the approximately 15,000 square foot warehousing, distribution, and some small office spaces building where they currently operate. The company currently employs 16 individuals and plans to hire 2 additional employees in the next 3 years. All employees, current and future, will be required to meet the living wage standards. Total project cost is expected to be $5.14 million, $5 million for land and building acquisition. The financing will combine a commercial loan, SBA 504 program loan, and company funds. After review of the company's application, we request approval of an inducement resolution for an industrial incentive transaction and the issuance of a negative declaration in regards to the secret determination. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great, thank you. Any questions or comments?
I just know we don't have fiscal year 14 yet finances. By the time this comes to us for an authorizing resolution, do we think we'll have them?
Yes.
Any other questions or comments? Great. Can we get a motion to approve? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great, motion passes. We'll go to tab 12, Mensch Mill and Lumber. Krishna Amulade.
Thank you. Today, I'm presenting for an inducement and authorizing resolution, industrial incentive transaction for the benefit of Mensch Mill and Lumber. And I would like to note that the organization, that the company has cleared Vendex and no derogatory information was found. Mensch Mill and Lumber was founded in 1947 as a neighborhood lumber yard serving small contractors in Queens. Since then, it has grown to a company with over $17 million in annual revenue, providing a wide array of building supplies and hardware to contractors throughout the New York City area. The company has 2 locations, its main location in Flushing and a smaller location in East Harlem. In this project, Mensch is acquiring and renovating property in the Bronx neighborhood of Westchester Square. And the property that they're acquiring is approximately 34,000 square feet and includes 2 buildings and outdoor storage space. Mensch is purchasing this property as part of an acquisition of an existing building supply company that currently has 20 employees. These employees will continue to work for Mensch upon a completion of this project. Mensch's success has motivated them to pursue this project. The property is 50% larger than their current facility in Flushing, and gives them necessary room to expand. The project will allow Mensch to offer additional products such as masonry supplies, as well as to provide easy access for customers north and west of the city. The total project cost is $4.7 million, and it will be financed with commercial and SBA 504 loans, as well as Mensch company funds. Mensch will transfer the 40 jobs from their Flushing location, retain the 20 jobs at the current location, as well as add 15 jobs for a total of 75 jobs at the project location in the next within 3 years. The company provides an hourly wage of approximately $15.74 an hour, as well as full benefits, including health insurance and retirement. And based on our review of the project, we recommend that the board approves an inducement and authorizing resolution and a secret determination of no significant environmental impacts. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Barry?
The East Harlem property, is the company remaining there, or are they?
The company is remaining there.
But they're giving up the Flushing location.
That's correct.
And the 34,000 square feet of space in the Bronx is on 2 sites, or 1 site?
It's on, so it's actually on 3 parcels. If I go back to the map. Yeah, it's divided among those.
And these
parcels
are all controlled by the company they're taking over.
That is correct.
And it's been operating as a lumber facility.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Great. Can we get a motion to approve?
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Okay, great. We're going to move on to tab 13, 5 Bay Street. This project will look familiar to most of you. Shin.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning. Staff is seeking approval for amending authorization for this project on behalf of the 5 Bay Street LLC and its affiliates 5 Bay Street Phase 1 LLC, 5 Bay Street Phase 2 LLC, and these entities are affiliates of Triangle Equities. The project is located in the Staten Island's St. George section of Staten Island. And as you recall, this project was originally authorized on January 13th this year as a single project to redevelop 146,000 square foot vacant parcel of land located at 5 Bay Street for mixed-use redevelopment, incorporating both new and historical structures. There have been no material changes to overall project since authorization. However, because phase one and phase two of the project will be financed and developed separately by the two separate entity, phase one and phase two LLC, respectively, agency staff is now requesting the board approve the...
Attention. We'll be conducting tests, fire alarm system. Please disregard.
Once again, staff is now requesting the board approve the amending authorization to allow staff to create two sets of the project transaction documents for each phase of the project and subsequently authorize the agency to enter into those transactions. Just to give you a recap, again, this graphic here depicts the project site's historic U.S. Lighthouse Depot complex, which is directly adjacent to St. George Ferry Terminal. And the phase one, phase two of the project consists of the commercial, retail, and hotel. And the outside of the IDA project perimeter, there will be some residentials. And once again, there will be no additional benefits other than what was authorized in January, which is mortgage recording tax benefit in conjunction with the project. And the, with that information, staff request the board authorize or approve the amending authorization for this transaction. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Shin. Any questions or comments? Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great, motion passes. We're going to move on to tab 14, Jetro Cash and Carry, for a post-closing action.
Good morning. I'll be presenting the post-closing item for Jetro Cash and Carry Enterprises, LLC. On August 24th, 2012, the agency entered into an industrial incentive transaction with Jetro Cash and Carry Enterprises, LLC, to facilitate the renovation and equipping of a facility in the MassPet section of Queens. Jetro Cash and Carry Enterprises LLC is currently operating as a wholesale distributor of restaurant supplies. Pursuant to their agreement, the company was originally required to complete construction and make all intended exempt sales tax purchases by June 30th, 2014. Due to a series of changes to the sewer construction plans by the Department of Environmental Protection and contaminated material discovered during excavation of the parking lot, construction was delayed and the company requested their first extension. The agency granted the extension and extended the company's project completion date to April 30th, 2015. Following the first extension, the project was further delayed due to extensive soil testing by the Department of Environmental Conservation. This was brought on by the discovery of a large amount of oil and heavily reinforced concrete. In addition, Con Edison required the company to upgrade electrical service in order to meet the electrical needs of the expanded facility. The company has since secured permits to work on weekends, and as a result, productivity has significantly improved. In the most recent developments, the company assessed that the expansion of the facility is 85% complete and request an additional 6 months to complete construction. Therefore, agency staff is requesting approval for the second extension of the project completion date to December 31st, 2015, in order for the company to complete all construction and applicable project completion documentation. Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Great, thank you. Any questions, Robert?
Sure.
I'm a little, probably just for me to understand the timeline. This company must have known in January or February they were not going to pay. And they're asking for a six-month extension, and that's taking them to December. So when is, on what date, are you giving an eight-month extension? And also, how long does it take for a company or for the IDA to recognize that someone's behind schedule, then give them the opportunity to present a valid argument, but to do it in a timely manner, approving something after the fact and for more than they requested?
Sure. So I've been in constant communication with the company. This request came in from December of 2014. It needed prior approval from the compliance committee. And prior to that, they asked for a 10-month extension, as of which about 6 months of that consisted of the soil testing. So they knew a little bit into the project that they would need an extension, the construction that they'd need an extension.
So are we approving a 6-month extension from April, or are we approving a longer extension from December 31st?
We're approving a 6-month extension from April.
You said December 31st?
December 31st was from April. Well, it would be 8 months. 8 months. But since some time has passed, since that request came in, we amended it to 6 months.
So the initial extension was granted based on the, correct me if I'm wrong, that based on the information that company received, the DEC or the DCP, and having said that, some delay in the testing came, and the agency has been in contact with the company towards the end of last year while the initial extension was in place. And during the time, we have been receiving additional information how long it would be finished to end the testing, as well as removal of certain contaminated materials. And we feel that this extension from the end of April through the end of this year, so approximately 6 months, will be sufficient for the company to complete the process based on the fact of two things. A, 85% of the construction is complete. All the remedial work is done, and the company is receiving assurance that DEP that no more testing is necessary. With the 15% remaining construction, we feel that company will be able to complete this project in time, way before December 31st. But just to give in some paperwork and then times to approve the project, we are asking for sort of the 6 months extension to make sure that company is in the shape that it should be.
I support the extension. I was curious of why it took so long to get to us, but if the effective date is April 30th, December 31st is not 6 months.
Effectively 8 months.
Yeah, I think we're maybe we shouldn't get hung up on the date of the initiation, but we are focused on the fact that by December 31st, we fully anticipate that all the work will be done. So we want to make sure that we gave them whatever amount of time that would get them to December 31st, that was the amount of time that would give them give us the security and the assurance that everything would be done.
Well, that makes sense. My only question is, if we do this now for 6 months, it's not December 31st.
Right.
Will we have to revisit this again in October?
This is good until December.
This extension end of December. Request is to be end on December 31st, 2015.
Brian?
Maybe just to clear this up for the record's sake, could I offer a friendly amendment that we offer a 6-month extension going forward and 2 months retroactive to April? Legal concern about
operation. Okay, the only thing I just wanted to clarify was that you do mean to go. Clarify whether you mean to go to December 31st, because we're now June 9th.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just don't want the record to get a little confused.
Extension to December 31st for however many months and change. And
okay.
Does that work?
I think that sounds fine. I think it sounds fine. The record will reflect that. Thank you for the articulate rephrasing. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Extension passes. And we'll go to our last item for the IDA. This is a service contract proposal for Workforce One Industrial and Transportation Career Center satellites Tita Infoseng is going to present, and to assist if there are any questions, we've got our esteemed colleagues from Small Business Services, Ewan Robertson and Jackie Mallon. So Tita, I'll let you go ahead and present.
Good morning. Today I'm presenting a services contract proposal for the Workforce One Industrial and Transportation Career Center satellites. The industrial and manufacturing sector is undergoing a transformation in New York City as firms create new products, improve their processes, and meet the demands of a growing consumer base. The sector accounts for more than 13% of employment in New York City, and jobs in manufacturing pay higher average entry-level wages to those without a college degree than entry-level retail and food service jobs with similar educational requirements. Yet despite the city's industrial and manufacturing sector resurgence, growing companies have cited connecting with skilled employees as one of their biggest challenges. The Industrial and Transportation Career Center satellites, or ITCC satellites, are an important element of the Career Pathways One City Working Together workforce development strategy to help bridge the gap between businesses and workers. The current ITCC in Jamaica has served the needs of industrial businesses since 2008. In 2013, the center connected more than 2,500 New Yorkers to full-time jobs at an average wage of $15.48 per hour. Through the proposed $4.4 million services contract, the SBS Managed Workforce Development Corporation will competitively procure subcontractors who will establish and operate four ITCC satellites that build upon the success and expertise of the current ITCC. The new satellites will be located in industrial business zones with high job density and will serve industrial business hiring needs with an emphasis on small businesses, source and provide training to prospective employees, and connect prospective employees to quality jobs. SBS will monitor the success and efficacy of the ITT satellites using three key metrics and provide updates annually and as requested. The annual goals of the satellites include 200 to 250 job connections per site, 800 to 1,000 residents served per site, and a total of 500 businesses served. After review of the project information, staff recommends approval of the agency to enter into a services contract with the Workforce Development Corporation on a sole source basis for their services in the amount of $4.4 million. And I'd be happy to take any questions.
Great. And before we do questions, just wanted to emphasize that this is in direct alignment with what the IDA does and is at its mission, which is to address some of the most pressing needs of the industrial sector. So we're pretty excited to be addressing one of the primary issues raised by stakeholders, which is the ability to attract, retain, and access qualified workforce and workers. Any questions or comments? Kevin?
Just on the previous slide where you went through the goals of the project, the job connections per site, is that actual placements?
Yes.
Or that's what it means. People get hired in jobs.
Any other questions? Arlene?
In terms of satellites, where are you perceiving place these satellites, and what is your definition of manufacturing? Who are you looking to service?
Well, I'll introduce Jackie Mallon from Department of Small Business Services.
Good morning. We don't have a specific locations identified yet, but they will be within industrial business zones throughout the five boroughs. And industrial is a little broader than just manufacturing. It would include warehousing, transportation, manufacturing, of course, utilities where that's appropriate, the sort of five or six subsectors within industrial.
I'm delighted that you guys are doing this, but I just want to make sure that, you know, we do have a couple of IBCs in the box, but certainly we want to ensure that manufacturing is not identified just as tech. Manufacturing in the Bronx is growing by leaps and bounds, but it also includes things like food manufacturing.
Yep.
It is, trucking is coming by the boatload, which is what we want in the Bronx, but certainly it is an opportunity for residents in the Bronx to get into an industry with a very high wage, and most of the time it's unionized. So we want to ensure that whatever it is that you guys have in mind, that it includes the Bronx. We're the ones with the highest unemployment rate in the city of New York. We're pleased that we're no longer number one in New York State, but we certainly have a long way to go among the five boroughs. And so we are placing the onus on you all to ensure that we get our fair share.
Without a doubt.
And we'd love to, you know, at the end of the annual contract, get a report back, because those are the kind of things that we don't get. And it really and truly puts everybody on the same side of the table and gives us an opportunity to be proactive moving forward.
We'd be more than happy to coordinate with our colleagues to make sure that the board has an annual update on the progress. Great. Any other questions or comments? Andrea?
I just have a question, and I apologize if we've looked at this before and I've just forgotten, but can you just tell me a little bit about the workforce development program created by the city? Is this their sole contract? Is this other work? I mean,
it's not the sole contract. It's a closely affiliated 501(c). I always screw up those. Thank you. See, every time it's in there. It serves the purpose of supporting workforce development, economic development projects, and there are funds from CEO, federal funds sometimes are in there as well, just to do a variety of workforce development projects.
But does the IDA have a separate, another contract with them?
No.
This is it. This
would be it.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Can we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. One abstention? Great. Thank you very much. Motion passes. This concludes the board meeting for New York City Industrial Development Agency. Now we're going to turn and open the board meeting for Build NYC Resource Corporation. We're going to jump right into the minutes. Any questions or comments to the minutes? Can I get a motion to approve?
Second.
Second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Motion passes. Going to move on to tab 2, interim financials. Christine Robinson.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning. I am presenting the Build NYC financials as of April 30th, 2015. The month of April was successfully closed, and we are communicating to the board the following financial activities. Build closed on two transactions and recorded $225,000 in project finance fee revenues for the month of April. Collectively, the corporation recognized revenues from 20 transactions totaling $3.1 million. Income derived from application, compliance, post-closing, and late fees totaled $16,000 for the month and $280,000 year-to-date. During the month of April, the corporation recorded $136,000 in total expenditures. Expenses incurred for the 10-month period ended totaled $1.5 million, which consisted of the monthly management fee, grant, and public hearing expenses. Lastly, the aggregate change in net position totaled to a net gain of $1.9 million. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great, thank you very much. Any questions? I'm going to go move on to the next item. It's the annual contract again with EDC. I'll turn it over to Shin.
Thank you. Similar to IDEA, staff is seeking board approval for the corporation to enter into annual contract with the New York City Economic Development Corporation, which has been providing the administrative services for the corporation, and this request for the upcoming fiscal year 2016. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Great. Any questions or comments? Can I get a motion to approve? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Motion passes. So again, we're going to move to a handful of PAAA items, just as we did for IDA, and I'll turn it over to Shin.
Thank you. For the next five items, tab 4 through tab 8, once again, staff is seeking the board approval pursuant to the Public Authority Accountability Act of 2009, we are requesting your readoption of these corporate documentations. And then similar to IDEA, any changes are reflected as track changes on your board book.
Great, thank you. Any questions on any of these PAAA / para items? Can I get a motion to approve? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Okay, great. That takes us to tab 9, board self-evaluation, and this is information only. Again, I'll turn it over to Shin.
Once again, for the Build NYC as well as the IDEA, there will be a self-evaluation questionnaire for the board members pursuant to the Public Authority Accountability Act. The survey will be available over the summer months and tally the results, and the results will be shared to you as well as the public at the September board meetings. And the staff had a discussion with the governance committee regarding the questionnaire. Once again, I'm handing over to the governance committee, Robert, for any comments.
In the spirit of brevity, my comments are the same as earlier, and I once again encourage everyone to put this.
Thank you very much. Okay, that brings us to new transactions and new business. We're going to turn to tab 10, Brooklyn United Methodist Church Home, William Stein.
Good morning again. Today I'm presenting a bond financing project for Brooklyn United Methodist Church Home. Founded in 1883, the Brooklyn United Methodist Church Home is a non-for-profit nursing and adult care service organization. The organization provides skilled nursing services at its 120-bed facility. The organization also operates a medical model adult daycare service and a social model day program. The image is of the organization's previous home in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, which it occupied from 1889 to 1976. Today, the organization is based in the East New York neighborhood of Brooklyn. The organization seeks approximately $7.2 million in 501c3 tax-exempt bonds to, first, refinance outstanding New York City IDA bonds, second, renovate first floor of the Dumont Avenue property for the creation of a dialysis center, and third, acquire, renovate, and equip the first floor of the Linden Boulevard property for an adult daycare facility. Brooklyn United Methodist Church Home's objective is to pay for the cost of modernizing its facilities and expanding services to include a dialysis center. The project will help stabilize the organization's long-term debt obligations. The institution demonstrates solid financial capabilities with an estimated debt service coverage ratio of 5.7 times. We recommend approving this transaction and authorizing a resolution. The review of the environmental assessment documents were satisfactory. Therefore, we recommend the board adopt a negative declaration for this project of no significant adverse environmental impacts. I'm happy to answer any questions, but before I do, I'd like to turn it over to the Finance Committee.
Thank you. We had an opportunity to review this transaction. We recommend that the board approve it.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions? Brian.
The previous IDA bonds were tax exempt.
Correct.
Can we have a motion to approve? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Okay, motion passes. We're going to move on to tab 11, COM affiliation. Justin Schneider.
So good morning. Today I'm presenting a bond transaction for COM Affiliation, Inc. There are several involved parties behind this transaction. First, Yeshiva University, which has been operating at a significant financial deficit for a number of years. One of the primary reasons for this deficit derives from the operations of its medical school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. The next party is Montefiore Medicine Academic Health Systems, Inc. These two organizations, Yeshiva and Montefiore, have had a strong relationship since 1984, when Montefiore became the primary teaching affiliate for Einstein. To stabilize its finances, Yeshiva University will cede control of Einstein to Montefiore. To the jointly created entity, COM Affiliation, Inc., Montefiore would assume greater responsibility for the operations and financial management of Einstein. Montefiore and Yeshiva are currently working towards reaching a definitive agreement by July 1st. During the summer of 2014, Yeshiva and Monifer jointly established Comm Affiliation, Inc. This entity was created with the purpose of operating Einstein, with Montefiore having a majority voting interest in the governing board of Comm. While Yeshiva University will still be the degree-granting university until the institution achieves the necessary accreditation to grant degrees, Comm will then acquire the operations and assets of Einstein from Yeshiva to the tax-exempt financing from this project. Yeshiva will then use the sale proceeds to redeem the outstanding debt associated with Einstein, therefore releasing Yeshiva from any debt liabilities associated with Einstein. With the transfer of operations of Einstein from Yeshiva to Comm, the medical college will become a profitable organization in 5 years. The proposed financing project will be located in the Morris Park neighborhood of the Bronx on the campus of Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Today, Comm is seeking approval for up to $176.9 million in tax-exempt bonds. The proceeds of the bonds will be used to acquire Einstein, refinance Yeshiva University's DASNY debt that are associated with Einstein's facilities and assets, finance the acquisition of IT equipment for the medical college, along with fund any required debt service reserve fund and pay for the cost of the issuance. The bonds will be directly purchased by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch with an anticipated final maturity of 30 years and a mandatory put of 10. The bonds will have an anticipated fixed rate of 7% and will be secured by a mortgage on the real estate along with a debt service reserve fund equal to the maximum annual debt service. Comm plans on servicing the debt during the time period when they are operating at a loss using the liquidation of the investments held by Einstein currently valued at $450 million. Montefiore will provide certain credit enhancements in order to improve Comm's credit in order to support the proposed bond financing and the overall transaction. The credit enhancement consists of five-year cash subsidies in order to support operations of Comm, a guarantee of Comm's annual payments to Yeshiva in connection with the Einstein transfer, and a five-year total return swap with Bank of America in order to further enhance Comm's credit in the debt market. There are multiple reasons for securing this transaction. First, this transaction enhances and strengthens the research, teaching, patient care, and community service mission shared by both Montefiore and Yeshiva, while at the same time ensuring that Einstein remains a leading medical college. If for some reason this transaction cannot be completed, then Yeshiva will need to restructure the operations at Einstein, in particular the scope and nature of the research the college conducts. This in turn will affect the top level of top-tier academic and research-oriented physicians looking to teach at Einstein. With approximately half of Montefiore's medical staff coming from Einstein or one of its training programs, it is imperative that Einstein remains a top medical college in order for Montefiore to provide the same level of medical services. For Montefiore to continue to build its programs, it depends on the overall attractiveness of Einstein's medical research programs. A review of the environmental assessment documents are satisfactory. Therefore, we recommend that the board adopt the secret determination that as a Type 2 action, there are no significant environmental impacts. Furthermore, we recommend approving this transaction and authorizing a resolution. I'll now hand it over to the Finance Committee for comment.
If I could just editorialize very briefly, I think this is a situation where this is a really important New York City institution. And what we're really looking at here, this is not one of the simpler structures, but we're really looking at a turnaround of an institution that's important to our academic environment. And Montefiore is to be brought in to essentially lead a five-year turnaround, help save and help strengthen this really important institution. Some of the structure is a little atypical, but nonetheless, I dare say that it's rational. So anyway, enough of my editorializing. Pass it over to Andrea.
Thank you. I was going to say I love a plain vanilla transaction. this and actually, Jeffrey, I appreciate your comments because I think it's exactly what I would have concluded with. We spent a fair amount of time on this at the Finance Committee. I also have to thank Justin and Shin, who spent a fair amount of time afterward following up on answering a number of the questions that we had. It is a complicated structure, probably the most complicated structure I've seen. I'll invite Barry to add anything he'd like as well. You've hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is a turnaround situation. If the way I really see this is we have a relatively weak credit but I think that there has been a creative effort to provide the enhancement the transaction needs to save this institution, really, because I think if we don't proceed with this, at least my understanding is that the institution itself is in peril. And I couldn't agree more. I think the Yeshiva and Montefiore both are a brand that we're proud of, and that, you know, is part of in New York. So it's complicated. There's no question about that. I don't think it is riskless necessarily, but I think as it's structured right now, I think, you know, I'll invite Barry to add on what he wants. I think that, you know, you have a party that stood up with Bank of America, whether or not it's the fairest or the most accurate pricing for it. I think there are a lot of contingencies here, but it is worth approving this transaction at least.
Yeah, I would add to that that it's pretty complicated, as Andrea said, one of the most complicated things I think we've seen in recent years. But it is, should be seen as an attempt to save what is a very important institution in the Bronx and to New York City. And I certainly hope the board will support it.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
What is the relationship, or what is causal relationship between COM and Montefiore?
So COM was originally owned by the partnership or joint venture or the jointly between Yeshiva and Montefiore. So each institution has a certain number of individuals serving the board of the COM. The part of the overall transaction is to, there will be Yeshiva some involvement. Having said that, most of the control comes from the overall majority of the board of representation come from the Montefiore. So by the end of, sort of the, after the, this transaction is done, COM is more controlled or the, under the supervision of the Montefiore, which is much stronger institution of the of, between the two.
What is the direct liability if something were to happen with Montefiore?
Not directly. It's a legally separate organization, although Montefiore,
which Montefiore has the majority.
Exactly.
The board.
Financially speaking, it's a separate, and the even though Montefiore providing certain credit enhancement of the corporate support, but the at the end of the day, COM will be standalone individual institution as an operator, owner of the medical school.
Any other questions? Brian?
I guess, I don't know if this really bothers this question or comment, but I do know whenever you have these sort of large institutions, probably some unknowns in the total number of jobs. Fine, and there are efficiencies that might be found. And knowing that right now, while we're predicting sort of the retention of the jobs, I, from my perspective, saving this institution and the majority of the jobs, and when it comes to reporting this out, we should go in with a little bit of eyes wide open that there may be a reduction here, whether it's from attrition or otherwise. So I'd say I'm happy that they're, the unions aren't reporting any problems, that it seems like they're included here. Particularly when we come to reporting this in 3 to 5 years, I would love to sort of know how they're doing sort of separate from the other, you know.
Right, assuming the COM becomes the part of the Build NYC transaction, they're subject to annual employment and benefit reports where we will have the access to the accounts of the institution. At the same time, we will have the sort of the constant communication with the organization institution to make sure that we are aware of any progress. And the this is sort of my conversation with the Montefiore representative. In the way that they're trying to grow out of the problem, and the Montefiore as a larger organization may have more capacity to take on any sort of the employees that may not necessarily work out with the medical school. So Montefiore is fully aware of the implication and trying to minimize the impact from that.
That's
potentially.
And I'll just add to that, saying that that's a very fair comment, and the fact that that the unions have been supportive, I think, indicates that this turnaround is the best chance to preserve all of those jobs, as opposed to the existing structure under Yeshiva, which is much less likely to do so. Any other questions or comments? Kevin?
I guess my question is, well, statement that this clearly serving is kind of fits into an overall puzzle of healthcare in the city. Montefiore is one of the, you know, what is becoming a giant healthcare conglomerate, along with Sinai and Kieran. And I think a medical school to be on an equal footing and in some ways with those other institutions is what it has to do. That being said, the question is Montefiore have enough skin in the game on this transaction in terms of, you know, things go wrong?
And they certainly, that's a great question. They certainly do. Andrea mentioned that the credit of COM itself, as it currently stands, is not as strong as some other transactions. To strengthen the overall credit, Monty has entered into a credit enhancement device or structure such that they are putting their assets on the line to ensure that this project does indeed turn itself around. Any other questions or comments?
The only thing I would add, just sort of to echo what Brian said, one thing, and I haven't really, I don't know that we've ever asked for this, but when this transaction closes, it won't be coming back to us necessarily at all, really. I'd love to just know the final structure.
Absolutely.
Because I think there are still some, not so much moving pieces, I think you have all the key pieces in place, but I'd just like to know the final structure in terms. If that's not too much to ask for, really simple.
Yep. Staff will report back to you.
We can easily do that.
Chart and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to create more work for you, but I think that would just be helpful to know where it ends up. I would also assume that, well, I'm not sure. I guess I'm making an assumption, but maybe I'm wrong. Will this receive any press given the comments? Is this the kind of thing that you would expect, or will this go unnoted?
I think it's, I mean, everything that we do can potentially, you know, we are on video and the world can see. You know, this is a very large institution, and certainly that's a possibility. I mean, I think that we have a really great story in that we are putting ourselves out there a little bit and pushing the envelope a little bit to really try to help this institution. And I think that is the story that I would hope would be out there. I think that's what we're doing. But yes, it's possible that there'll be some reports on this. Any other questions, comments? Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Okay, motion passes. We're going to move to tab 12, La Scuola. Krishna Omalade.
Hi, good morning. So I'm presenting for board review and adoption a tax-exempt bond issuance for the benefit of La Scuola d'Italia Guglielmo Marconi. So La Scuola was founded in 1977 by the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs as a way to link Italy and the United States through education. Today, the school provides a bilingual and bicultural education for students from preschool through the 12th grade. One notable feature of the school is that high school graduates have the opportunity to receive degrees which will allow them to attend universities in both the United States and throughout the European Union. In addition, the school is the only bilingual Italian-English school in the United States. The school currently has two locations, one on East 96th Street, where their lower school is located, as well as a location on East 67th Street, where the middle and high school is located. And the project will take place in the Midtown West neighborhood of Manhattan. So the school is applying for approximately $75 million in tax-exempt bonds to acquire the and renovate a 100,000 square foot property. In addition, the bonds will be used to repay a bridge loan that was used as a down payment on the property, as well as to finance capitalized interest and costs of issuance. Escuela has identified this project as critical for its long-term growth. It will allow the school to consolidate within one building. In addition, it will provide them with additional space to provide things like gyms, performing arts spaces, and science labs, as well as event space for their students. So the proposed terms of the bonds, as I mentioned, it's about $75 million, with Gates Capital acting as the placement agent and Rosemore Management, an investment advisory firm focused on the municipal bond market, as purchaser. The bonds will be issued in three series. Series A and B will be tax-exempt, while Series C bonds will be taxable and used to pay working capital as well as cost of issuance. The school will sell its property located at East 96th Street within the next year and use the proceeds from the sale to refund Series B and Series C bonds. All three series of bonds will have a 30-year maturity and fixed interest rates. Series A will have an interest rate of 6.5%, Series B a rate of 7%, Series C a rate of 8.5%. And based on our analysis of the organization's financial statements, we estimate that the school will have a debt service coverage ratio of 1.5 times, which is sufficient to service the debt. And based on our review of the project, we recommend that the board approves an authorizing resolution and a secret determination of no significant environmental impacts. And I will pass it along to the Finance Committee for their comments.
This was easy. We recommend approval of this transaction.
Good to have some softballs in the midst of our overall agenda. Any questions or comments? Great. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Great. Motion carries. We'll move on to tab 13. Don't worry, we're almost there, folks. Tab 13, Metropolitan Montessori. Christian, again.
Yep. So I'm presenting for board review and adoption a tax-exempt bond issuance for the benefit of Metropolitan Montessori School. So the school is a co-educational school serving 200 students from pre-kindergarten through sixth grade. It has been located in the Upper West Side since 1964, and its current location at 325 West 85th Street since 1996. It purchased the adjacent property at 315 West 85th Street in 2011, and currently that property is vacant. And the project will take place at those two locations that I mentioned, 315 and 325 West 85th Street. And the school is applying for approximately $18 million in tax-exempt bonds to refinance variable rate Build NYC 2012 bonds, as well as taxable debt that was used to acquire the two properties. In addition, the school will renovate the two properties through the construction of an additional floor on the roof of 315, as well as the expansion of the rear of 325. The project will allow the school to expand by over 50%, which will enable it to provide improved circulation for students and teachers, as well as space for science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics programming. The approximately $18 million in 501c3 bonds will be directly purchased by Israel Discount Bank. In addition, the bonds will have a 25-year maturity with a fixed interest rate of 3.22%. And based on our analysis of the organization's financial statements, the school has a debt service coverage ratio of 1.88 times. And based on our review of the project, we recommend that the board approves an authorizing resolution and a secret determination of no significant environmental impacts. And again, I pass it along to the Finance Committee for their comments.
And we recommend.
Great, thank you very much.
Yeah, just one comment. We would ask that if a project is subject to a variance or a special permit from the Board of Standards Appeals or some other discretionary action, that be reported in the board book.
Okay. My understanding is that it didn't, so based on our conversation the other day, it seems that the actual yard area will not be, that it won't be affected. So the extension of 325 will be cantilevered so that the yard space will be the same. So our understanding is that they didn't require, I guess, a variance in regards to that.
And but in the event that anything changes, we'll absolutely reflect that materials. Any other questions? Brian?
Under the due diligence, it would indicate that the Vendex check was completed. Can I assume that there are no derogatory?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Any other questions? Motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Passes. We're going to move on to our last item, Yeshiva of Flatbush. Justin Schneider.
Project for Yeshiva Flatbush. Founded in 1927 as a private co-educational day school for students in preschool through 12th grade, the school is a network of over 10,000 alumni, including two Nobel Peace Prize winners. The school's current enrollment is approximately 2,200 students, with 1,500 students in the elementary school and 700 students in the high school. The school currently allocates 24% of the revenue generated from tuition towards providing financial aid to its students. The students at the school are required to give back to the community by performing at least 40 hours per year of volunteer service. The elementary school and high school are located at two separate locations in the Midwood section of Brooklyn. For the purpose of this bond transaction, we'll only be focusing on the Joel Braverman High School located on Avenue J. Today, the school is seeking approximately $28 million in tax-exempt bonds for the construction of a new facility connected to the high school. This new facility will be approximately 25,000 square feet and will house a study hall, college guidance rooms, and a library media center for students. Additional proceeds of the bonds will also finance the modernization of the high school facilities, such as adding a second gym, updating the science labs, and upgrading the auditorium and performance space. The school uses the auditorium and performance space for various programs that are open to the community. The school's main objective of this project is to modernize its facilities in order to remain competitive with other schools and access low-cost financing. The proposed financing will be directly purchased by Bank United. The bonds will have a 15-year term with a 25-year amortization and will pay a fixed interest rate of 2.23%. The school demonstrates solid financial capabilities with a debt service coverage ratio of 2.72 times. A review of the environmental assessment documents are satisfactory. Therefore, we recommend that the board adopt a SECRA determination, adopt the corporate finding statements attached to the resolution of as Exhibit A. Thank you, and I'll now hand it over to the Finance Committee for comments.
For the final transaction, we had no issues with this, and we recommend.
This project as well was subject to a BSA variance for the record, which was approved.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Motion passes. Thank you to the board for getting through just about 30 items today. This adjourns the Build NYC board meeting. Thanks so much. Have a great day.